This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
With political tensions throughout the world, we need someone to step forward and promote some important principles for America to provide global leadership. It isn't too often that a speech by the Speaker of the House fulfills that need, but these are not ordinary times. Earlier this month, Mike Johnson spoke at the Hudson Institute and laid down a marker for future leaders because he rejects American decline and retreat. He explained, while democracy is not perfect, the burden of self-government is certainly far lighter than the yoke of tyranny. But he laments that absent American leadership, we're looking at a future that could be defined by communism, tyranny, rather than liberty, opportunity, and security. He warned about the three major dangers facing the world. Chinese President Xi Jinping wants to expand his communist footholds. Russian leader Vladimir Putin envisions a Russian empire that absorbs most of Europe, including the Baltics. And Muslim leaders in Iran plan to wipe Israel off the map. The current administration does not seem to take any of these threats seriously. The Biden administration, he explains, is appeasing and apologizing and accommodating. America is threatened by Chinese communists, by Russian oligarchs, and Islamic terrorists. We can choose to ignore them. We can try to appease them. Instead, the speaker offers that we can choose another course. He has a solution. We can rearm, rebuild, reinvigorate, restore, and reinstate fear in our enemies. We'll hear many speeches from candidates between now and November. This is one we should remember. The world needs global leadership from America's leaders. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on biblical reliability, go to viewpoints.info/biblical reliability. Viewpoints.info/biblical reliability.